I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Weekend Perspective. I'm Kitty Dunn, and my guest today is a man who's been watching and keeping an eye on our democracy for probably his entire life, but now in retirement has taken to another form or format to try to heal the world and get rid of all this divisiveness, and that's writing a work of fiction. Mike McCabe's book is called Miracles Along Highway Q. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
So, Mike, just for folks who might be familiar with the name, but why do I know that name? You headed up the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. You ran for governor and some other political offices. But now you've written a work of fiction. You've written other books, too, about those things. But this is kind of about a lot of those same things you've been talking about for years, but you're dealing with it in a different way.
Absolutely. And I guess the one thing I would take exception to, Kitty, is I don't consider myself retired.
And okay.
I don't know that I'm ever going to retire. but you do enter different phases in life. And I'm very proud of the work that I did for decades with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and other stops along the way. Those were wonderful adventures and very fulfilling work. And I'm proud of the work that we did. And I'm proud of the work that the Democracy Campaign still does after I passed the baton to new leadership. But, I also felt like writing a novel is a different way to touch hearts and to challenge people to think about things that maybe aren't being thought enough about. And this book in particular deals with, topics ranging from the rural-urban divide to America's culture wars to just, what's going on in small-town life. And I think a lot of people who may not have lived in a small town but perhaps are rural curious, there's that old saying that everybody knows everybody in a small town. And there's a line in the book that, that says everybody thinks everybody knows everybody and everybody's wrong. Everybody may be familiar with everyone else in a small town because, there's not that many people living there. And so you might be familiar with people. You might know their name, but you don't really know them. And so the book is full of secrets that are revealed later on in the book. And I think it just really is a book that says a lot about the fact that small towns are not monolithic. They're not, not everybody's the same. People have a variety of different struggles in life that they're dealing with. And to sum up the book, it really is about outcasts who work wonders in this very small, beleaguered country town.
Alas, the title, Miracles Along Highway Q. Now, you write in the acknowledgments at the beginning that this book is true, but it's also fiction and that it's been in the works for 60 years. So are you basing this on the town is called Faith, which I looked up on a map and it's not there. I do know where
it's too small to deserve a dot on the map.
I used to drive a lot between Marshfield and Eau Claire on Highway 10. So I kind of have the idea because I know where the exit for Colby is.
Yeah. Well, there actually is a county Q,
okay,
in Clark County, and it runs roughly halfway between a little town named Loyal and another little town named Unity, which is very close to Colby. And Colby does figure into the story because the kids who live in Faith go to school in Colby. But there is actually a county highway Q that runs between roughly between Loyal and Unity. And those are very real places that you can find on a map. And you know, so it's a part of the state that I'm very familiar with because I grew up there. I grew up in Clark County. The towns named in the book are all real except the fictional place that the story is set in. That is based on multiple small towns that I have become very familiar with over the course of my life. The people, you know, with fictional stories, the great thing about fiction is that you can create composite places, you can create composite characters that reflect the truth of multiple places and multiple people. And so you can get at fundamental truths that you might not be able to if you simply stuck to the facts of an event that happens in one place and involves a certain number of people. I think you can delve deeper and find more revealing and enduring truths in that exploration. And that's one of the things that drew me to try my hand at fiction for the first time in my life. I've had a couple of nonfiction books published, but this is my maiden voyage as far as trying to write a novel, and it was a wonderful experience and stretched me a great deal as a writer, and it was really wonderful journey. The story means a great deal to me, and I hope that others find meaning in it too.
It's called Miracles Along Highway Q, and I'm talking
Miracles Along County Q.
County Q. Sorry. Oh my goodness. All right, I'm changing it on my note. I read it, and I can't remember the title. All right. The book is called Miracles Along County Q, and we're talking with Mike McCabe. And so now you said that this book was 60 years in the making. I'm just curious because I've written so many novels in my head. I was wondering if the novel was kind of formulating in your head or you just decided to sit down how did that process happen?
Well, you know, I do draw from six.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
60 years of lived experience. So when I say that the story is 60 years in the making, that's very true. But for several decades, I had this general idea for a story sort of rattling around in my brain, and I didn't really think that anything would ever come of it. And you know, there was this story that kind of the broad brush strokes of it were there, and kind of in the background, I was busy running the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign or doing other work that I've done over the years, and I didn't really think that anything would ever come of it. But then just within the last 2 to 3 years, it's like the story just asserted itself. And that broad outline of a story started to take shape and a plot started to form, which I thought was really odd. That all of a sudden, you know, something that had been kind of almost in my subconscious started to enter my conscious mind, and it was like a plot started to develop. And then it's as if characters started introducing themselves to me. And you know, and the book is full of a lot of different colorful characters.
Definitely.
And they were not part of that very broad outline of a story that had been rattling around in my brain for so many years. But it was almost like they started auditioning. The fascinating thing is that once I decided, you know, maybe this is a sign. Maybe I should really just sit down and try to write this. Once I started writing, there was one character in particular who I imagined as sort of a peripheral character, a minor character in the story. And it was like she asserted herself. And it's almost like she decided that her role wasn't sufficient and that she wanted a bigger place in the story. And as I wrote, the plot not only continued to evolve, but even the characters were evolving. And I thought, that has got to be the first, you know, that's got to be unusual. That's something that not everybody's experienced. Come to find out, I've talked to other fiction writers since, and apparently it's quite common for characters to sort of have minds of their own as you're going through the writing process. And I surely experienced that. That was one of the really magical parts of the writing process, was to have this idea that was just an idea rattling around in my head start to take shape without me really thinking, hey, I want to write a novel. And then these characters start to present themselves to me, and that was really both an unexpected but also a really magical part of this journey. And so it took me a few months to actually write a first draft of the book. And I had the great benefit of having a couple of very experienced people who are novelists in their own right. They've published fiction. They also have become book editors who were willing to look at it and critique it and really give it a thorough editing. And so that helped me immeasurably in as far as refining the story, and what you read today is much better than my first effort at writing the story. And so I'm thankful for the help that I got along the way. And it just goes to show that nobody does anything alone, that we all kind of stand on the shoulders of others. And I hope that spirit also permeates the book, because the book is very much inspired by my late brother. He really is the one that, you know, if the story is about any particular person that I've known, it was my late brother.
The book is called Miracles Along County Q, and I'm talking with Mike McCabe. So you say all these characters came to you and were asserting yourselves. Give the folks an idea of some of these characters and the storyline. And this is going to be tough because I don't want you to give anything away. So how do you do that?
It is really difficult, Kitty. I always want to do justice to the story and describe it in a way that gives people a vivid idea of what they're going to be reading. But I also, there are secrets revealed late in the book that I can't really talk about, because it would spoil the reading experience. But I think what I can say is that, you know, the main character is Ray Glennon, who is something of an outcast, raised different, and faith is a place where, you know, conformity is more or less expected, that people stay in their lanes, they're expected to become what they're expected to be, and they're expected to behave the way they're supposed to, and Ray is different. And that means that Ray is, you know, becomes a target of bullying and torment, but is sort of rescued by an elderly couple who also are outcasts in the community. And the story, as the story unfolds, you find out why they have been kind of pushed to the margins of the community. But they really come to Ray's rescue, and Ray finds a way to then come to the rescue of much of the rest of the community, including people who engaged in the bullying and who were the tormentors. And one of the things that happens, this story is very real. The place is very real, but fictionalized. The people and the events are very real, but with spritz of the supernatural.
Yeah, there's a little bit of magic. One theme that comes through the book is what can't be explained is magic.
That's actually the first line of the book, is what can't be explained is magic. And that's something that Old Man Morger, who is one of the central characters, you know, part of this elderly couple that kind of comes to Ray's rescue, if you will. And that's something that Old Man Morger is very fond of saying, says it repeatedly throughout the story. And there are a lot of surprises in the book. I think anybody who likes a good mystery is gonna be drawn to this story. I think anybody who has ever spent time in a small town or is rural,
or a dying small town. I mean,
you're right. Yeah, I think, you know, they'll connect to the story because there will be a lot there. I think people who are interested in exploring those issues of sort of America's culture wars, they're going to find a lot that's interesting in this story as well. But there, you know, like I said, there's kind of a spritz of supernatural that is splashed over what are very real people and places and events. In the end, although there's no character in the story named Dan, that was my late brother's name, he lives in more than one character.
Okay.
He really animates.
Yeah, I was wondering which character is he?
More than one.
Okay.
There are elements of my late brother in Ray. There are elements, the character that I said sort of asserted herself was the person who ends up becoming very close to Ray. Her name is Chris Driscoll. And she is very much kind of looked down upon in the community and is kind of an outcast in her own right. She was the person. She was the character I thought was going to be kind of on the periphery, not a particularly significant character. And she ended up becoming a really central character in the story. But Chris has a brother who is horribly bullied and mistreated in the community. There are definitely, and he goes by a number of different names. He's given a very cruel nickname at one point. His sister, Chris, calls him one thing. He's known by a different name by others. There are definitely strong elements of my late brother Dan in that character as well. And then little bits and pieces of Dan's story show up in yet other characters. So the book is not about me at all. I don't figure into this story at all, other than the fact that I wrote it. I imagined the characters and I described the story. But if there's a, you know, there were many inspirations for this story. But if I had to just settle on one, I would say it was growing up in the shadow of my late brother, who I lost. He was only 47 when he died of colon cancer, but he experienced many of the things that are described in the book, and so when I say that the story is true, even though it is fictional, it's a fictionalized account of very, very real experiences.
The book is called Miracles Along County Q. Mike McCabe is the author. Where's the best place for folks to pick up a copy?
The book is out now, and so it can be purchased from bookstores. You can get it through bookstores. You can get it through online retailers. I know that it's up on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble's website. It also can be purchased directly through the publisher, Little Creek Press, out of Mineral Point.
Thank you so much for taking some time with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Great talking with you.
My guest has been Mike McCabe. The book is called Miracles Along County Q. Thank you for listening. For Weekend Perspective, I'm Kitty Dunn.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.